Hi, sorry about that. My headset died. I hope I'm not too accurate. I'm on speaker right now.
Oh, no.
So you said when you borrowed the money from Rapid, it was for buying cheaper materials, correct?
It was for other types of material, that's all.
Okay. Was it for this kind of idea, or was it just buying more in bulk, or were you doing for a container?
No, the Rapid thing was more of timing.
Okay.
Anything, because it was in December, and what it really was, a lot of companies down here closed, like the local buyers and the wholesalers. So,
okay.
Yeah, I needed that money kind of to get me through the winter, you know what I mean? Kind of like all these companies go into hibernation, and I have nowhere to rotate the money. So I'm
Understood.
Still buying because I'm open, but they're not open, so they're not buying from me. So
gotcha.
Yeah, I got to stockpile the material until they reopen and sell it. So that's really what I use the money for.
Absolutely. And this is not necessarily the same thing. This is more of an opportunity, correct?
This is more of an opportunity because this is I'm looking at it for a way to my company take that next step towards
gotcha.
Being a bigger company, you know, reaching that end point where I want to get to that I don't have any middlemen that I deal with. I basically become my own wholesaler as to last year I was selling to the wholesaler.
Okay. So here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you is probably the best thing to do, and this is what I would say. Number one, and I hope you don't, I'm not going to rub you the wrong way. I actually encourage all customers to go to their bank and seek a line of credit, and it's not to be rude, it's because the unfortunate truth is that a traditional bank they're paid to give you really nice customer service. They're not paid to give you the truth. So they will tell you to apply, they'll tell you that everything looks good, and what often happens is, at the end of the day, you'll be asked for documents until you're blue in the face. Chase is a good bank, but they don't, you know, from my experience, I don't believe that they're going to give you 180. It's not because you don't deserve it. It's because there's a certain risk factor that they're not regulated to the point that we are. I mean, we're not regulated to the point that they are. And it just doesn't make sense because it's riskier. But here's what I would tell you. I think one thing that appeals to you is keeping the cost of the loan down. That's something that really appeals to you, correct?
Definitely.
Okay. But this loan is not about yourself, potentially. It's really not. It's not about you. It's not about your mom's the owner on paper, correct?
Yeah, on paper, yeah.
This loan is only about money. That's all that really matters in this situation is someone borrowing money? And three factors of what I pay attention to. What is it going to cost them? What are they going to do with it? And at the end of the day, is it enough money? And so I think what you're used to is someone coming to you and saying, hey, look, and let's give you 50 grand and if you wanted to really, dude, I could give you 50 grand, Jason, and you could pay me back 5 grand or our company 5 grand over 6 months. And it sounds really good, but it wouldn't do anything for you. It's just 5 grand, it's going nowhere. And so my opinion is that after what you told me and kind of me changing my perspective and understanding, the only way this loan really makes sense for you is a 12-month term. Because anything shorter than that, you are just way too tight. It's just, there's no point. Go ahead.
What are the numbers on a 12-month term? Because, okay, I get $90,000 on a 12-month term. What am I looking at?
So if you, it's the same numbers I emailed you. So if you borrow 90 grand, the cost of that loan, you just divide it by half. I would say do 180 because you can buy two containers, you know, if you have the option to do that. But if you just did one, your cost of your loan on 90 grand would be, you'd be at 28.8. So that'd be the cost of your loan. I think though, for your perspective, you're looking at potentially two containers, and that's probably what makes more sense. The most important issue to me is this, and I'm not on the ground, I don't know your business, I don't know your inventory, is it sounds like there's enough breathing room in a 12-month term because you're assuming 6 flips. So your sales cycle, you said, is 45 days, correct?
45 days for the payment, yeah, roughly.
And how long does it actually take you to get the metal, get in the container, and get paid? What additional time frame is that?
No, that would be the total time frame from when I purchase, from when I ship, to when I get paid.
Okay.
I ship about 15 days to the payment. So, that's pretty much where I would be. So, basically what I would be looking at is $57,600 that I would be paying you guys back in a year for the 180. But what would I be paying you back for the 90?
Oh, it would just be half of that.
I have it for 6 months, so.
No, so it's just half of that. So the cost on, you said the cost on 180 was what?
Was $57,600. And, okay, so for 90 it would be 28.
Yeah, it's 28.8 per container. The good thing about our program is this. I can't guarantee you anything, but in 6 months you can reapply for more money, and if you're having a good relationship with us, without guaranteeing anything, you can usually get longer terms and more money. And we go up to 24 months on a lot of our products. A lot of 18 months, a lot of 24 months, and the cost doesn't go crazy. So I think it'd be the chance for you to leverage this relationship and actually go longer and longer, and that's where you're going to see a spread. Because right now, at 6 months, and just to confirm, the 45 days you have, those are business days or total calendar days?
Those are total calendar days, yeah.
Is it 45 days plus 15 days to get money, or 45 days including 15 days to get money?
No, that's 45 days. Usually it takes about 30 days to accumulate the material, and then 15 days I ship, and then 15 days wait for the payment.
Okay. So just to kind of give you the numbers, if you did 365 days in a year, and you did a 45-day flip, and it was like clockwork, you'd have 8 flips in a year. I'm a fan of breathing room, and so I think the reason why 12 months simply does make the most sense is that if you use the same math for 6 months, so you just do, there's about 182 days and a half a year, give or take, or it's 183. So if you had a 45-day window, you're at 4 flips. So if you wanted to look at it worst-case scenario, 4 flips making $5,800, that's about 23 grand in savings on 90 grand. Is 90 grand, what does it cost you again over 6 months? It costs you, it doesn't cost you. I'm sorry?
$28,800, that's what I got.
No, for 90 grand, the cost of that loan is, it can be. So for 180 or for 90?
For 90, you said, right?
Yeah, so let's kind of go back here. No, that's not possible. Unless my calculator is broken. No, the cost of the loan is $16,200 if you did it over 6 months. I'm just giving you a comparison.
Well,
so
we're talking about a year. We're talking about a year. We're not talking about 6 months anymore.
Yeah, that's my point. My point is, I always say, my assumption is this: plan on the worst, hope for the best. So really, your spread comes in two issues. We're assuming. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
We're assuming two issues. We're assuming that your sales cycle is 60 days, and so we're assuming that there's 3 flips in a 6 month period. When actuality, there's more like 4. And we're assuming in a year period there's 6 flips. When in actuality, there's more like 8. We're also assuming that the cost of the loan is you are doing the bare bones. You're getting the worst case scenario, 15 minus 2 cents, so you're at $13. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry,
I couldn't hear you. But this is my opinion, and just for what it's worth. It sounds like to me your spread, either you will make money or lose money based on the profit you get per pound and how long it takes you to flip, correct?
Basically, yeah.
So I think one of the dangerous things to play with here is assuming you're going to do 6 flips in a year. It's very hard for me to imagine that it's hard for me to say that it takes 45 days, you get your money, and then on the 46th day it starts again. I think some breathing room is appropriate, so I like the idea of it every 2 months. Where I think there is breathing room is in the price of, and your profit, because you're assuming very, very worst case scenario. So the reason the year to me actually does make sense or could make sense is simply because if you use a year term, you're making money. using the worst case aspects, on 6 months you're making money, and on 12 months you're making money. It's the worst cost of the worst profit margins, and flips every 2 months instead of every 45 days. You will make money.
So what would be the total payback for the $90,000 in a year?
Oh, in a year? So let's run those. Yeah, it's just going to be half. So let's run those numbers. So if you took the loan to term, your payback on that, it's just half of the number. It's 28.8.
Yeah, that's what I got. Okay, 28.
Yeah, and you're using 58.50 times six flips, so you're 35.100. So not including any tax break, you're not, you know, no tax break, no nothing like that. Worst case scenario, you're making $6,300. That's worst case scenario. Worst, absolutely worst for doing one container. If you do two containers, that's 12,600. But that at least gives you the ability to do a spread. I have to kind of discourage you from doing 6 to 7 months. You can't. I can't stop you from doing it. But based on what you're telling me, it is very, very tight.
Let me sit down now. I got the numbers. Let me sit down now. I'm gonna go over what I've bought this whole year. I can't look at what I've bought. I actually got to look at what I've sold, because, like I told you, some of the items are recovery items. So I actually buy them as a certain metal, and I'm able to remove copper from them and other items. Let me go over those numbers that I have. My secretary is doing it right now.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a call later. Give me a couple hours, okay?
Well, take your time.
I pretty much got it. You know, I mean, it's $90,000. I would have to pay you guys $28,000 back out of those $90,000. Basically $29,000, because it's closer to $29,000 than $28,000. And at the moment, I'm coming up with the same numbers you are. I would be pulling about a $6,000, $7,000 profit off of those $90,000 in a year.
Yeah,
but
I think
I'm going to check, because, like I told you, what I have in the computer system is what I've bought. What I've bought,
you have to do the math.
Nearly as half as what I've sold. So I got to sit down now, and I'm going to add up all the coppers, and I'm going to know exactly what it is I bought.
Here's the other thing I'd also encourage you to do. I'd also encourage you, like I said, to kind of sit down and also figure out if you would have the ability to do two containers per cycle or one. I don't care if you do 90 or a 180. Like I said, a normal bank loan, it's written under completely different. It's not, we don't need financials. We don't need any of that nice stuff. But I would also tell you, you know, and I think that what we're both realizing here is that even though the 6 months is less of a payback, it's not going to make you any money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm coming up with, no, it's got to be a year. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's got to be a year. And I'm looking at some numbers right now that she added up. I just got to divide it. It's looking more like 10 flips in a year.
If you can make more money, that's awesome. The cool thing about our product is this. It's none of our business. So if you're able to make 10 flips in a year, great. That's more money in your pocket. The thing that we want to make the most sense of is...
Yeah, 9.3 containers. And that's... Actually, that's not even a year. That's year to date. So at this point, with what I bought this year, I would have 10 flips so far this year, which means I'm basically averaging, according to what she showed me here, I'm averaging one container per month. I didn't know we were buying, I mean, selling that much. I have the numbers of what we're buying and what we're selling. I never really look at them.
Yeah, take your time.
So it's looking like more like 12 flips. Yeah, I mean, if it's averaging that, it would be 12 flips in a month at 58.8, $70,000 in profit.
Jason, I'd be
here, and then I would have to pay you guys back to it. Okay, I'm just going to keep looking at it. Let me iron everything out, all the details out, and I'll give you a call in a bit and see what it is we can do.
Okay, let me also just take the time to walk you through how the loan works and funding. So it's probably the easiest product in the industry. I'm just going to walk it through you real quick, and then call me back with any questions. Once you go through the numbers, if you're comfortable, and you tell me what a loan amount you want, you could say, hey, look, I want to do 150, I want to do 90, I want to do 180. To me, it sounds like this is either 90 or 180. You can't do a half a container. So that's what it sounds like to me. But at the end of the day...
Yeah, no, I don't think the 180 I want. I think more like the 90, because I got, like I said, I have my own capital. You know, I probably have, I don't know, right now I got like 20 grand in the bank, and I got another 57,000 coming in today. So with the 90, it would be just enough for this item, you know, for these items. So
okay.
I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna look at it and it's looking more like the 90 for over a year, and that's probably the one I'm going to really do. I just got to figure out a couple things before I do it.
Okay.
Give me a few hours, and I'll call you back.
Sounds like a plan, okay?
All right. Take care.
Let's see.
Bye.
Bye-bye.